that Hakol Moedim, Yerafuna Marav says that Hakol Moedim, both the Chomim and Rebbe both agree, Shemoshach Echo Achas Ve'ekrivo Shashniya Mesa. Does even the Chomim agree, in the case where you set aside one Chatis and you lost it, and then you set aside a second one, and then even if you found the first one, so they're both here, but now when you find both of them, even if you have both of them, Rav Huna says the Chum would agree, if you go and take the second one, midaitoi, and use it for a korban, that you have to, the first one would be Nesa. Rashi says, Afilu Rabbonin, the Amr that they say, Avudu B'shas HaFrosh Roya, but Moed they agree, Shemoshach Achasmem, if you take one midaitoi and bring it, Doch HaKherosh, you're pushing away the second one, B'yodayim, the Goli Daiti is showing us, L'ichtas Lei, meaning you don't care about the second one. Even if you go and take the first one that was lost and bring it for Korban, the leftover one that was never lost at all, still it's Mesa. That's what he learns Pshat. Everybody agrees in this case when Midaita, Yodash, you take one, the second would be the Misa. So where is the Machlekes? Then Rashi says, V'chi pligi rabon and hainu pebo limloch. Only if the person does not know what to do, and he has to come and he has Bezdin, what I should do. Then the goli died at the nichle, but I can't tell you. We see that he wants to save them. So since we see that he wants to save them, then Bezdin will tell them. So we tell him then, his chapa bavudu, then will tell them, you go bring the first one for your korban chatis, and the second one then is tiror. So, according to Rafun, even the chomim would agree that there are some times that it's lami sozlo. So then the Mishnah is very good. Mishkach is like a goin, Shemoshach achas mehem, Fihikriv, Fidivri akril. Then the Mishnah comes out very good. The Mishnah goes according to everybody. Yeah. So as she says, therefore, that's as Mishnah says, Umelu Melu. That's what the Sefer, the Mishnah says, you have to bring the money from both of them to Mashpah if you only spend one money. So the other one would be Lemisa, that could also go according to Chomishita. That even though what happened, you set aside one bunch of money, and you lost it, and you set aside a second bunch of money, and then you found the first bunch. So still there would be a case of you would go without asking any questions, and just take one bunch and use it to buy a chatis, so even according to Chumim, the other bunch would have to go to Misa's law. So therefore the Mishnah says only because you spend money from both of them to buy the korban. But if you were to Midaita, just taking one of them, it would be the Misa's law. So then according to Chumim, the Mishnah comes out good according to the Rabbanan. The Gemara says, "But Elul the Rebbe Abba." But according to Rebbe Abba, Amar Rav, the name of Rav, the Yom that he says no. Hakol Moedim heals. Everybody agrees. Hakol Moedim the Mischater b'Shein Avudam. If you bring for the Korban the second one, the one that was not lost, Shavudah Mesa, that the Avudah tank is Mesa, the one that was lost has to go to Misa. So he says like this: Rav says, "Elul Rebbe Abba, the Yom that Afilu Moshem, even if you do Midaitai." Eto avuda, you take the one that was lost, the neschata boss, the lamar rabbanon, the rabbanon say tiro, the second one is tiro. That's the way he learns pshat in the chachamim. That if you would bedavka take the first one and bring it for korban, then the second one is not lemisozla. But he only says akel moedim be neschata b'shein avuda. Only if you take the second one and bring the second one for korban, then shavuda mesa. Then the first one has to die. Since it was lost, it goes lemisa. Where's the machlokes? The mischata bavuda. Only in the case again where you lost the first korban, you set aside a second one, and you didn't bring it yet. Now you found the first one. Here's the machlokes. If you mischata bavuda, if you mischata, you bring for korban the first one. The Rebbe, sub Rebbe holds still mafresh liibud kibadami. Rebbe holds still the second one now has to be lemisa. Even though at the time when you set aside the second one, you thought you were going to use it, and it didn't get lost. But since now, when you find the first one and bring the first one, it comes out the second one was like set aside liber to be lost. And therefore, Rebbe still says it goes lemisa. For Rabbanan Savri now, lav ki badami, that the Maisa, the second one, was never really lost. So even though now you are mischapa with the first one, so the second one you do not need, okay, but it's not called it was lost, and therefore the din would be yiro achistovu. So according to him, it comes out reisha stamlon krabbanan. So the Reish of the Mishnah is only like the Rabbanan Shita, that it's Mashmah, when is it Lemisa? Only because you were Makar of the second Korban. But Mashmah, if you weren't Makar of the second one, then the Reitz is how to save it. Then we would tell you, bring the first one for the Korban, and the second will be your role. And Sefer Stamlum Krebi, the Sefer's Mashmino, that even though you found the second, you found the first money before you brought the second korban, and you have both monies here, the only way out is if you spend money from both of them. But Mashmi, if you'd buy a korban from either one, even if you'd spend the first money for the korban, still the second money would go to Misozlo. That's according to the Rebbe. So it's a bit of then. The Rashi and the Mishnah goes according to Chum, and the Sefer goes according to Rebbe. Smur says no. Musa and the Mosin, that according to Rabbi, you're going to have to say the Rashi is Talmud Rabbonin, and Sefer is Talmud Rebbe. If so, well, my Kumashma, what if the Mishnah comes to teach us? That the Pligi Rebbe Rabbonin, what are you going to have to say then? That the Mishnah has come to teach us the Chil to the Rashi and Sefer, that there's a Machloikas Rebbe in the Chachamim. So where's the question? The Hedji Katoni law. The Mishnah says it clearly. The Mishnah says clearly, Machloik is Rebbe Rabbonin. So it's still Shver. What do you have to stam say it first, stam, and then the Mishnah says clearly the Machloikas? Samura says no. Well, the Tony law of Machloikas Rebbe Rabbonin b'Seifa. Samura says, it says, what's the Seifa? It says clearly in the Seifa, it says in the Seifa, Mafrish Chattis. Somebody sets aside a Korban Chattis. V'yov, then he loses the Chattis. V'yifrish Acheres Tachdeh, then he sets aside a second one. V'yachakach Nimtzus Rishayin, and then he finds the first one before he was marked with the second one. V'harishteim Oimdis. Both of them are standing in front of you, you don't know what to do. So it's a Machlegis now. Achas Oimdis is Achas Niemti Korif. One of them you could bring for Korban Chattis, or Shnia Thomas. No matter which one you bring, even if you bring the first one, still the second one is Thomas. Dibur Rebbe. That's Rebbe Shita. That since Lamaisa you lost the first one and set aside a second one, so only one of these two could be brought, and the second one has to be Lamisa. The Chomrim, Ein Chattis Mesa. No, there's no din that a Chattis has to be Mesa. Elishinim Tseis, Me'acha Shekripo Bailim. Only if you find the first one after the second korban was brought. But if you don't, but if you find it before you brought the second one, then that's the Machlokes. Sometimes it's not Lamisozla. If you bring the first one, it will not be Lamisozla. V'yein Moyes, the same thing. And the Chum say, V'yein Moyes, Holkos Yamamelech, that we just set aside money for the korban, and you never have to lose it. Elo, Shinim Tso, Mi'acha, Shekipro Bailim. Only if you first find the first pack of money after you already brought the korban with the second money. So the end of the Mishnah says the Machlokes. So what do you have to Machlokes at the beginning of the Mishnah for? Samura says, no, I'll tell you, Hokka Mashmon, this is what the Mishnah has come to teach us. Hokka Mashmon, that Dovazir Machlokes Rebbe Rabbanim, and Echonim, it's one big pirish in the Mishnah. The Mishnah first brings down a ratio, which is Mashmon like a Chomim, and then a Sefer that's Mashmon like Rebbe, and then the Mishnah goes to explain it, and Echonim, that's what it is. That it is the Machlokes Rebbe and Echonim. I think it says Gufo, we just say before, Omarav, that our Koil Moedim, that was the first sheet, the Rafuna sheet told everybody agrees. Both Rebbe Nechomim, Shemoch Shach Achas Fikriva Shashniya Meso. Then the case where you lost the first one, and you set aside the second one, and now you found the first one, before you brought the second korban. Still, that the Chomim say it's not Lamiso, that's only if you ask us what to do. But if you go midaita and bring one of them for korban without asking, then it's always the second one has to be lamisa. Lanechluku, where's the machlokes? Ela b'bol limlach. Only if the person comes to ask a shayla, like he doesn't want to lose it, so he wants to come and ask, what's the loch? What should I do? So when he comes and asks Besdin what to do, then the Rebbe saw lo yoso takana b'kotchim. Rebbe says we don't make a takana b'kotchim. Then echnami the loch is tak it's lamisa aslo. That we let it die. You could bring the first one, bring the second one, and then Echlam, the Maisa, then it goes to Misa. That's what Rebbe holds. Rashi said, Liyosa the Kona Bekotchim, Liyichtas Lon. We don't care. E Maisa Shni, if you'd bring the second one. For Amrin and Lay, Zil Echapa Beshen Avuda, or else bring the first one. We don't care. We don't make a special Takona for Kotchim. For Amrin and Lachov, we tell him, Echapa Beshen Avuda, that we let him bring the Ein Avuda, let him bring the second one. And then Vavuda Mesa, and then the first one would die. But Mashma, according to Rebbe, if he would have done the other way, if he would have brought the first one for Korban, then the second one would not die. So it's a bit of madness, so why shouldn't we stop it? So tell you this, Taima, does he mavdin kachin, should we just lose kachin b'yadayim? There's keeping this up to our hands, l'sakin. If we would tell this person to bring the first one for Korban, then even according to Rebbe, the second one not go l'misa. So how come we don't care about this? So he tells you the answer to your case must be, the going sheyesh revach bedover, the going davud the kechusha, must be that the first one that was lost is a weak Korban. The Shena Buddha, the one that was not lost, the second one, is a fat behemoth. So therefore, we'd rather Hegdish to gain on the deal, and therefore we let him bring the second one for Korban, we don't tell him to stop. And if the person brings the second one for Korban, then the first one goes Lamisa. That's Rebbe Shita. For Rabban and Sarvi, no, the Gemara, so Rabban and Sarvi, also Takona Bekodshim, no, we make a special Takona, we tell him what to do. For Yarmina Luchom, we tell him Adavka, his Chap Ebi Avuda, we want you to bring the first one for the Korban Chatis. And therefore, the Shein Avuda Tiro, and if you bring the first one for Korban Chatas and Echnami, then the second one, which was not lost, so that one is not Lamisa, and just since you don't need it anymore, so let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a Balmum, and then you can sell it. Says the Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim, according to Rav Huna. Moisiv Rav Mishashi, Mishashi asked the question, is it true I was saying now that according to Rebbe, V'lo Yosot Takon of Kodshim, that according to Rebbe, we do not make any takonas to try and save Kodshim. Is that true? Vatani, we're not like this. Yechlu, the Pasuk says, Yechlu, you should eat it. So Rashi says, this is Gabi Shire Mincha Ksiv. When your person brings a Mincha, the locher is you burn the Kemitza, the handful, and the rest of it, it says, the Kanim are allowed to eat it. You could eat it. So Yechlu, more says, not Tamla, what's the Pasuk have to say again for? It says two times, Yechlu and Yechluhu, it says with the hay. Is Malam, it comes to teach us like this. Shem hoiso achilu muetis. Let's say this mincha left over was a small amount of mincha. Is oicheles imo chulin, or truma. We tell this kohen, like before you eat this little bit challah, this little bit of mincha, make sure first to fill yourself up, or eat a lot of chulin and truma also. Kadesha te necheles ala saiva. So when you come to eat the mincha, you eat it nicely when you're satisfied already. That's the portion, that's the pasuk yechlu. Then the pasuk says, in other words, it says in the pasuk yechluhu with a hay, not tamalayma, the opposite way. What's going to be shimhoisa achilam ruba? Let's say you have a big mincha here, and nobody else is there to eat it, only you. You're the only kohen that's going to eat it right now. And it's a big mincha. So we tell the kohen now, the chrit, the shirayim of the mincha, ein oichla nimo chul na truma, do not eat anything else with it. Don't even eat chul na truma. Chul na truma, kadesh shalay tehei, but Nechelas Alagasi shouldn't come to eat the mincha when you're all fooled up already. It's not nice. So what do we see? So my love, doesn't this psuk midash and this psuk mefilu Rebbe, according to Rebbe? That you see, we do make takonis akotchim. It's a mincha. We want to make sure you eat it the right way, not when you're too full, not when you're hungry. So we see we make takonis akotchim. Versus my love, isn't this according to Rebbe? Samara says, lo, it could be only the Rabbanan and Echonami, not according to Rebbe. Rebbe would not dashin the psukim this way. Agav, how could you bring chulin lazor? How could you bring chulin? If we tell him to eat a little bit chulin also, he can't bring chulin into the base. Migdish, Toys has two terutzim. One terutz is first you eat it outside and then come and eat the mincha. Rosh Toys said there's only also to bring chulin lazora if you plan to use the chulin for korban or to use it for akrova. But just now the kohen wants to bring lunch with him or bring some food to eat, he was allowed to bring chulin. That's two terutzim in Toys. Now the Gemara says, for Rab Abba Omarav, Rab Abba argues in Afun, and he says no. For Rab Abba Omarav says like this, Hakol Moedim Botachom and Rabbi agree, B'mischape B'shein Avuda, that if you bring the second one for Korbin, Shavuda Mesa, that the first one has to go Lemisa. Even the Chom agree like this, that even though you found the first one before you brought the second one, but if you mark the second one for Korbin, then the first one goes Lemisa. Ama Nechlekur is the Machlokis, B'mischape B'avuda, only if you bring the first one for Korban. The Rebbe, so Rebbe holds still, Manfresh Libud Kibudami. When you set aside the second one right now, since it can't be brought for Korban, it's still like it's when Libud, the second one. So therefore you have to let the second one die. And now that you brought the first one, the second one has no purpose, it goes Libud, it has to be Mace. For Abon and Savrino, Lav Kibudami, it's not called like Ibud. So Mace, the only one you lost was the first one. And now you found it before you brought the second one. So Chum says, we're going to bring the first one for Korban, very good. And the second one is not Lemisa, the second one is just Yiro Achistov. Tanan, the other before it says in the Gemara in Yuma, that Hasheni Yiro Achistov, the case on Yom Kippur, you bring the two Seirim, Echad Lashem, Echad Lazozel. Let's say the one Lazozel died. So you have to bring another two Seirim to make a girl, to pick a new one Lazozel. So it says, see, Hasheni Yiro Achistov, the second one is not going to be used, you have let a pasture. It says a new svara there, the reason why, like the one Lashem did not have to go to Misa, because it's a chata siba, even though you nischapa biacheris and not the Misa Azla.
Mashmohod Yochid, if this Korban Chatas, this Soyer, would have been a Korban Yochid, Mesa, it would be Takla Misozla. Now why? For Yama Rav, Rav learns over there that the Bali Chayim Eina Nidochim. Rav learns like this. What happened? At first you made one girl, so you had one Lashem, it's a Soyer Lashem, and one Lazozel, and then that Lazozel died. So you have to bring another one. So you have to take another two Kabonis, make a girl, and the second one you use for the Lazozel. Now, Rav holds the first korban of Lashem never gets pushed away. That one he can still use. So it comes out, which one is being left over then? In the second gerul, the one that comes out to be Lashem, that's like extra. Because we already have the first one, we're using Lashem. So the second one is extra. So it comes out, according to Rav, Kishum is chaper, when we bring the soya Lashem, which one do we use? B'shem Yishim Zug Rishim. We bring the first one for the Lashem, Mischaper. The second one is heaven like Kamafresh Libud. That the second one now is said like you set it aside to be lost. And if so, the Morah says, the timer, what's the reason why it doesn't go Lamisa, the second Chatis? The Tzibor, because it's a Korban Tzibor.